Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Concerns growing about President Biden's ability to move forward with his campaign following his disappointing debate. The first Democratic lawmaker now calling for him to withdraw from the race. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett says President Biden's first commitment has always been to our country, not himself. He says, I am hopeful he will make the painful and difficult decision to withdraw. I respectfully call on him to do so. So a lot of those concerns that we had heard privately from Democrats in the wake of the debate are now being voiced more publicly.
Rudy Giuliani disbarred by the state of New York for false legal claims of fraud in the 2020 presidential election and claiming Donald Trump did not lose, he vows to appeal. United Nations human rights experts are the latest to call for the release of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich from a Russian prison due to what the experts called a striking lack of any factual or legal evidence to support charges of spying. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voters in Milwaukee's 4th State Senate District are voting in a special election today. The winner will serve out the rest of former Senator Lena Taylor's term. She left office to become a judge. Dora Drake is running against Lakeisha Myers in the Democratic primary. The winner will face no Republican opposition in the general election. 15,000 delegates and other guests descend on Milwaukee in less than 2 weeks. Allison Prangy leads the host committee. She tells WYSN-TV's Up Front she hopes convention-goers leave with a lasting impression.
It's a great city for your family. It's a great place to work. And we're excited for people to get a chance to experience that.
But not everyone's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that RNC bookings have been disappointing and a failure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Mississippi River is cresting over the next few days in La Crosse, where the crest will come in at just under 15 feet in moderate flood stage. The river is cresting to the north, and to the south, cresting will last through the weekend. Flooding has closed parts of area parks, including Riverside Park, which is set to host Riverfest. City officials said that Riverfest will go on as planned, with barricades put up to help keep people safe. The National Weather Service says the area could see multiple inches of rain between last night and tonight. The next step in La Crosse's effort to ban camping on public properties will take place in committee. The Judiciary and Administration Committee will take up two ordinance amendments today. The first will change the governing body of the bans on public camping to be the City Council instead of the Public Works Board. The second change will limit camping on city property to 12 hours in any place that camping is not already banned. According to the committee agenda, the proposal will save the city money by not having to clear out established encampments. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers lose to the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers played into extra innings, but still lost to the last place Rockies 8-7 in 10 innings. Milwaukee right-hander Bryce Wilson giving up 5 runs on 7 hits in just 4 innings, with 2 of them out of the park. The mile-high air at Coors Field seemed to favor the home team, manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, you can make the excuse of Coors Field all the time that the ball doesn't do the same thing, and maybe that's the case. I'm not sure, but obviously there's a lot of hard contacts, and we took the lead, and then we gave it back. So Billy's been great for us all year. Many times he's been really, really good. Today wouldn't have been one of his better ones. You know, I still believe in him, and it's a tough environment sometimes, but it's part of Major League Baseball. You got to be able to deal with it.
NBA free agency, the Bucks signing guard DeLon Wright, who's played for 8 different NBA teams, most recently the Washington Wizards and the Miami Heat.
Whatever situation I go to will be good for me. With a full summer, you know, full training camp, I think it'll help me have a better season, a better understanding of what's out of me.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Dark, damp, dreary, and breezy today as showers and thunderstorms ramp up again this afternoon and into the evening, bringing some heavy rainfall totals possible. Where over an inch of rain is likely, rising rivers and creating some flash flooding. Stay safe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad, you don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Wednesday morning, it will be my honor to be joined on the airwaves by President Joe Biden. We'll talk about the accomplishments of his administration and his plans for the next 4 years.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in an overcast Madison, Wisconsin. It's dry for right now, but boy, is it sultry. Very muggy. I'd be interested to know, Mr. Zommers, is it more humid in the studio or outside right now?
Maybe we need to get Brittany Merlot or Corey Hartman to come on and measure that for us.
They could give us a studio forecast, just only for the studio itself.
You know, we could use that, and so we know how to dress when we come into work.
Or not dress at all, as it turns out.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe turn off the camera.
Right. Exactly. In my case, you definitely have to turn off the camera. A little HA or HVAC issues, and so the folks are on their way, and they'll fix it, and it'll be fine. And it's first world problems, right? I shouldn't be complaining about the temperature in here. That's compared to everything else going on in the world, that's the least problem of all. But that's what's going on here. It is great to have Luke Mathers. Thank you very much, Lukester, for stopping by. You always feel better after hanging out with Luke a little while.
Yes, you do. And, you know, if you want to ask him about sports, it's always fun to see his opinions on that, see if he gets a little riled up.
He's a versatile guy.
Not that I like to push people's buttons or anything.
But he was pretty chill today. It really, it's all about the house painting. Nothing else was really grinding the gears at the moment. So that's good. We move into the holiday weekend with a fairly calm Luke Mathers.
And hopefully it doesn't rain too hard so that one of these days he can finally paint his house. Yes.
And again, to everyone across the state of Wisconsin, particularly our friends along rivers, low-lying areas, and in urban areas, just be alert out there, as some parts of Wisconsin could see quite a bit more rain over the next 24 hours or so. So some of those areas, of course, do not need it at all. If there's any bright spot, I know for some people this is not a huge consolation. But with all the rain we've had now, there is no part of Wisconsin that is in the drought areas anymore. The drought is completely over in Wisconsin. But now a lot of our ag producers are having the opposite problem where they can't get in the fields. Some crops due to storm damage are lost for the season. And boy, heart goes out to all those people in the agricultural industry, our farmers, our ag producers. We're pulling for you. You're in our prayers. And just a shout out to all of the folks that work so hard to provide the rest of us for what we eat, what we drink, those things that we take for granted when we go to the grocery store.
Absolutely.
There's still, I know, we had a story on this several months ago. Maybe we were back, maybe almost a year ago. It's a former Wisconsin Badger football player who ended up doing some professional things and then did something completely different and started farming And he invites kids out, particularly from inner city Milwaukee, out to his farm. And because there are kids, and it doesn't really have to be Milwaukee or even Madison, there are kids in grade school who, if you ask them where milk comes from, they say a store. Like they have no real no awareness that milk comes from farms or meat or vegetables. Like they know it doesn't just magically appear in your grocery store or at Quick Trip. You have to actually produce these things.
As a small town Wisconsinite, that's baffling to me.
Sure, too.
I mean, I get it. I get how this happens, but it's still just like seeing cows all the time and doing farm field trips in kindergarten or whatever.
And I think this was something that Earl Ingram and I, when we went to Baraboo a couple weeks ago for Juneteenth and spent some time together just comparing stories. And I think both of us felt equally that, hey, there are things, if you are live in Milwaukee or even Madison, there are things about rural Wisconsin that you might have never seen or never knew. And vice versa. If you come from rural Wisconsin, there are issues, there are challenges, and there is positive things happening in inner city Milwaukee that we're not aware of if you come from a smaller town. So the more that we talk to one another, the more that we travel and visit one another, the better it is. So do a little traveling maybe over the 4th of July holiday. Be careful, though. Lots of people on the road, so some wacky things out there. Want to talk a little bit about this hour. They will take your calls on this after we listen to it. And some of you heard over the top of the news break there, there's one Democratic congressman now who is coming out and calling for Joe Biden to step aside. It wasn't anybody that I recognized, kind of a third-tier congressman, I think. But I thought this was interesting. The Data for Progress poll. This is from June 28th, I believe. So over the weekend, over 1,000 people, 1,100 likely voters across the United States. And they looked, asked people, leading Democrats faring similarly head-to-head against Trump. The question was, if the November 2024 election for U.S. president was being held tomorrow, and these were the candidates, who would you vote for? And the interesting thing is, in the head-to-head Biden v. Trump, 48% said Trump, 45% said Biden, within the margin of error. Harris versus Trump, exactly the same. 48 Trump, 45 Harris. Pete Buttigieg versus Trump, 47% Trump, 44% Buttigieg. Cory Booker versus Trump, 46% Trump, 44% Booker. Gavin Newsom versus Trump, 47% Trump, 44% Newsom. Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan, 46% Trump, 44% Whitmer. And it goes down through Klobuchar, Shapiro, Pritzker. The point is that, and again, it's one poll, as Charles Franklin from Marquette always likes to remind us, polls are nothing but a snapshot in time. They're not predictors. But in a snapshot of time over the weekend, You're hard-pressed, if not impossible, to find any Democrat that polls any better against Donald Trump. And we talked the last segment with Luke, we've talked about with Matt Flynn yesterday, that it's very complex legally at this juncture for Democrats to change ship.
Yeah, essentially to me it boils down to it's either you're voting for Trump or you're voting for not Trump. Mm. And as far as concerns about Joe Biden's age, that's fair. As far as concerns about his stance with Israel and Gaza, that's, the whole Democratic institution is pretty much all backing that up at the moment. And so I think anybody in either party right now is not going to convince people who are concerned about that otherwise.
Yeah, it's kind of the results. I shouldn't say the results, but the base votes are baked in. And so you have this very small kind of 6-8% who are still trying to decide, which will determine the election. Let's take a quick call from Dick. Dick in Madison, 855-752-4842. Dick in Madison on WMDX. Thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, it's interesting. My elder brother and I had quite a discussion about this whole thing, and it didn't go well at all. He's older than me. He's in his 70s, and he thinks he should go, and I said, and he's one of these people, like, okay, Newsom, I'm going to bring him out for this reason. In the climate we're in this country, in the polarization, I don't think he'd have a chance. I think he'd get blown out of the water because he lives in a bubble state.
Right.
Of course he's going to win in California. Mm-hmm. How would he do in swing states? I don't think so well.
I agree.
I really don't.
I agree.
I just don't see it. But, you know, my brother's all in on just he's got to go. And I said, this late in the game, what do you suggest? I honestly agree totally with what Al Sharpton said about it Monday morning on Morning Joe. He goes, you do this, and Trump is going to sit back with a Big Mac and fries and laugh his way all the way to the White House.
Right. I agree. And that's not to gaslight and look away and say Thursday didn't happen. I said right away, it was a terrible debate for Biden, but it was one night. And you, the reasons you point out, Dick, the reasons that Matt Flynn pointed out yesterday from an attorney, legally, it's very complex to try to change right now.
Yeah, and you know, I really am amazed by people. All along with his low polling, I'm talking about Biden, and yet his tremendous success with the slimmest of margins in the Senate, and a deficit in the House, and he's able to put I've never seen a case of what have you done for me lately.
Right.
More blatant than this.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. And I think it's natural for people, those who saw what they saw on Thursday night, you can't help but be taken aback a little bit by that. That's just normal human reaction. But when you have a few days to sit and ponder it and look at the legal challenges to try. The only person that you could really swap out easily at this point, and I shouldn't say easily, but with the least amount of stress, would be Kamala Harris. And even then, there are complications to that. And again, in this polling that we've seen, Kamala Harris either does equal to or worse than Joe Biden nationally, and even in some of these important swing states like Wisconsin, when you pair her up directly with Joe Biden, or pardon, with Donald Trump.
And I fear a lot of the things that came out with Hillary Clinton would manifest themselves if she was it. I think she'd be fantastic. Mm-hmm. But I just, the climate of the country right now, after what Trump's done to it, I think it'd be a real tough haul for her.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. Thank you, Dick. Always a pleasure. Appreciate listening here in Madison. Give us a call, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
We also got an interesting message from Andrew in Maine on YouTube saying he's curious if Republicans would vote for Trump in 2028 if Biden wins this election. And if so, they don't really care about age.
Well, I mean, that's a larger discussion, right, for maybe perhaps in part another day. But I think that's what many people feel, including myself, that Trumpism in and of itself is something that has to be defeated and will continue to manifest until it's gone. And certainly there are, you know, in the event that Joe Biden would win, I don't think that it's crazy to think that Trump will make another attempt.
Oh, absolutely.
At the presidency.
If he's alive, he's trying again.
Right. Or you know, of course, it depends whether he ends up in jail or not. It's looking less and less like that right now, especially today. If you didn't hear the news earlier, that Trump's attorneys now have petitioned the DA in New York to delay the sentencing by Judge Marchand. Coming up here next week or a week after July 11th, based on the Supreme Court ruling yesterday. And apparently the DA now in New York has agreed that they'll entertain that. So we'll see. I mean, we've talked about this before with Matt Flynn and others. It's about delay, 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 right?
Justice delayed is justice denied.
Well, yes, very, very well said indeed. We're going to come back and give you, I think, a great compilation. A little bit of it's humorous. Much of it is—it's all has a serious bent to it. Something the Lincoln Project put out on what we should all do post debate in terms of this election. Little advice from Lincoln Project on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Town Hall Ball Show for a Tuesday, July 2nd, technically Independence Day, when the Continental Congress passed our independence into Philadelphia. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up tomorrow, our friend, ongoing contributor, Mr. Trygve Olsen, will be here, perhaps in studio. We'll see. He's in town today. I know that.
I really hope so, because all I want more than anything is to go get a brat and a beer with Trygve Olsen.
Well, we might make that true tomorrow. We'll see. Also, Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8. And we'll be wishing Patrick a happy birthday tomorrow. A big historic birthday for Patrick.
The ripe old age of 34.
Yes, exactly.
And almost old enough to run for president.
If memory serves, tomorrow is his birthday proper.
Yes, I believe so.
Yes. So a big happy birthday edition to Pat Kreitlow tomorrow. Call in tomorrow on his show, Up North News Radio. Give Pat a call tomorrow morning and wish him a happy birthday every morning from 6 until 8. And of course, Trygve Olsen, former Republican like myself, now with the Lincoln Project. And the Lincoln Project does some great work. Again, these are mostly, not all, but mostly former Republicans. I worked for Republicans at the local, state, and even federal level for U.S. House representatives. Never worked. I mean, I volunteered and did like state and county things for a presidential campaign. I coordinated a presidential visit, but I never worked directly for, was never employed by a presidential campaign. Andrew in Maine, watch on YouTube, says, don't forget the cheese curds from back when he and Todd were on tour last time.
Yes, very good point.
We'll have lots of cheese curds. Don't worry, Andrew. Thank you very much. But Trygve Olsen and many of these guys, including Rick Wilson and Stuart Stevens, they have either run or been key people in presidential campaigns like John McCain, George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, Mitt Romney. They were some of the highest levels. And they all have left the Republican Party to start the Lincoln Project. And the sole mission of the Lincoln Project is to defeat Trump and Trumpism. Not conservatism, not the former Republican Party, but Trump and Trumpism. And so they put together this great compilation that some of Stuart, some of Rick Wilson, and some other folks talking about, kind of giving us a pep talk. And I think that's what we need, some of us. And I know some people don't like the analogy, but politics is the ultimate sport. You got to be strong. It's a psychological warfare against your opponents. There's strategy, there's messaging. It's about winning. You know, Al Davis, the former coach of the Oakland Raiders, said, just win, baby. And that's what we need a little bit right now because the stakes are so high. This is not Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama, where you think, well, okay, if Obama wins, we can come back the next election, or if Romney wins, we can come back. No. This is against a person in Donald Trump who says he'll be a dictator, he'll get rid of the civil service, he wants to have a national abortion ban. The list goes on and on. So here now, from the Lincoln Project, enjoy it, a compilation of what we need to do as Americans, as voters, this week.
I believe that Joe Biden had a terrible night last night. A terrible night. An F-minus night. It was a bad, bad, bad night. That doesn't change who Trump is.
Trump won the debate. Okay. You know what he still is? He's still a felon. He's still a liar. He's still a fraud. He's still a creep.
Trump is the same person today as he was before he took the stage.
He did not make a single appeal to a moderate voter, to an independent voter, to a centrist voter, or even to the millions and millions of Republican voters who voted for Nikki Haley this year, or Ron DeSantis even.
He is a narcissistic sociopath, and I will take an old man with a cold over a narcissistic sociopath with a dictator kink any day.
When something goes wrong, our answer isn't to hide under the blankets. Our answer is to go out and find the bad guys and punch them in the face. And every single person who is writhing around in pain on the floor saying, oh, woe is me, all is lost, they need to keep in mind that no matter what happens with Joe Biden, no matter what he decides or what happens to the Democratic Party, you can never take your foot off the gas of attacking Donald Trump.
You know, if this was professional sports and say, you know, Bill Belichick lost a game, do you really think that he'd be calling up Mad Dog and asking for the advice of sports fans what he should do? This just isn't how politics works. The guy had a bad night.
And you know, for people who are throwing their hands up and saying he has to leave the race tomorrow, it's a fantasy. It's Aaron Sorkin meets the Underpants gnomes. It's not real. We've got a fight against Donald Trump. You cannot take a day off. We have 129 days left. There are no extra days in the campaign. We've got to fight Trump every single day.
Look, it's perfectly natural to want something new. We never sell cars by saying, look, just as good as last year. We haven't changed a thing. We're Americans. We're addicted to new. We love it. That's what a Cheesecake Factory has, like, you know, 40-page menu. We want options.
The Democrats debating this, you know what? They've had 48 hours now to talk about this and get the yips out. They ought to be back on the job right now. And job one, job two, job three, job four, and job five is to go out every day and kick the hell out of Donald Trump.
We have to just go about the business of making the case of why Donald Trump is just unqualified to be president and why Joe Biden has proven that he has been a successful president and he can be a successful president.
You're not panicking. You will know there are many, many Democrats and some senior Democrats that are panicking.
See, that's my superpower. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an ex-Republican.
But there's no easy solution here. This is supposed to be hard. I mean, my message to Democrats would be just suck it up and go out there and fight hard.
It's not on me or my organization to decide what the DNC does. What we do is we kick the heck out of Trump. And regardless of what happens and regardless of who the candidate is, the Lincoln Project is still here to come with him with a crowbar. We are going to take the knee. We're going to sweep the knee. We're going to lay him out. So regardless of what happens, we have got the Democratic nominees back because Trump cannot be president of this country ever again.
Well, I think you always ask yourself in campaigns, would you rather be my guy or the other guy? I'd rather be Joe Biden in this race.
Joe Biden had a terrible, horrible, no good night on Thursday. He went out and knocked it out of the park on Friday. And now the job of everybody in the pro-democracy movement is to get up, stop whining, throw off the comfy blanket, and get back to work.
If this is a presidential race that was decided in June, it would be the first time in American history.
There you go. The Lincoln Project with a little kick in our pants. That's what we need on a Tuesday, Mr. Zommers.
Absolutely. I have to totally agree. I think that we can't forget who both of these men are. And it would be great if we could get a woman in office. But anyway.
that's another story for another day, right? When the candidates are who they are. My favorite line in that is, people who wish we could magically pluck someone out of the air and put them at the top of the Democratic ticket. Quote, it's Alan Sorkin meets the underpants gnomes.
It just doesn't exist. It's not real. Yeah.
And of course, Alan Sorkin. Again, those of us who are kind of political nerds, you know, The West Wing was a great show, Newsroom, all these kind of, political media type of shows where things magically happen and the good, it's wonderful theater, but it's not real. And politics is not a game for the weak-kneed. It just isn't.
And especially right now.
And in politics, things don't always go your way. There's a great movie, if you haven't seen it, called Wag the Dog, probably 20 years old. It's a great movie, Wag the Dog. Sometimes you just got to change the narrative and win, baby. Joe Biden's still my guy. He's going to be a great president. Got to get behind him. Stay tuned. Our last half hour of the day is next. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned for news, weather, and sports update right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is turning up the pressure on state lawmakers to release $125 million for PFAS pollution cleanup. Lawmakers counter the governor vetoed their plan to spend that money. Evers is making stops around the state, saying something needs to be done about the harmful chemicals turning up in Wisconsin's water supply. Minnesota is incentivizing people to buy electric bicycles. Lena Reynolds is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. She says an e-bike's climate impact is 93% lower than fossil-fueled cars.
Renewables generate the largest share of Minnesota's electricity. So, you know, riding an e-bike is even more sustainable in Minnesota than it would be in other states where fossil fuels are a larger portion of the electricity mix.
Michigan just adopted a similar program. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. A decision on what the city will do about the vacancy on the city council may come today as the Judiciary and Administration Committee meets. District 5, which includes UW La Crosse, has been vacant since May 21st. City Council President Chris Kahlo didn't appoint a replacement because he wanted incoming students at UW La Crosse to have a chance to run for the seat. Mayor Mitch Reynolds said that he didn't want to see the district go unrepresented that long. The committee will consider resolutions to either appoint a new member or hold a special election next spring. Governor Tony Evers visited Western Wisconsin to push for the state legislature to release funding for dealing with PFAS contamination in drinking water. During his stops across the state, Evers once again called on the Joint Finance Committee to release $125 million in funding. Republicans who control the committee and legislature said that due to vetoes by Evers, they can't release the funding. Evers is suing Republicans to release the money, which was approved in the biennial budget signed a year ago.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Kevin Costner says he is aware he only makes movies for men. Costner told the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast that making movies for men is what he does. Costner admitted that men love to watch him in cowboy hats, and he loves to be watched while wearing cowboy hats. Costner also said men are more dismissive of mediocre reviews as long as the men they are watching are wearing cowboy hats. I took liberties with a lot of that, except the part of him acknowledging he likes to make movies for men. Here's a Pete pick you might want to take advantage of for some midweek movie watching fun. Check out A Quiet Place Day One. The film has no huge stars, but is really well directed and paced. The scares and feels are first rate, and the best part? Watching it with a crowd where no one is making a peep because they feel like they are actually in the movie and will be attacked by aliens if they do. This is the third installment of the Quiet Place franchise and third film in a row that has reviewed very well. It doesn't disappoint. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Dark, damp, dreary, and breezy today as showers and thunderstorms ramp up again this afternoon and into the evening, bringing some heavy rainfall totals possible. Where over an inch of rain is likely, rising rivers and creating some flash flooding. Stay safe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll discuss the implications of the Supreme Court's ruling for Jack Smith's continuing case and 3 days of Joe Biden's top 100.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it.
having fun doing it. You gotta have some fun out there once in a while on this Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. Welcome back to the show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tom Albaugh along with Aaron Zommers on the board. As we've been saying today, technically, today is American Independence Day. It was the day the Continental Congress passed the Declaration of Independence, but because of paperwork, printing, and marketing, the document was dated July 4th, which is the first day that a couple of people, including Jan, wouldn't it be something if we found out 247 years later, we found out that John Hancock was actually Jan Hancock wearing a wig and pants?
You know what? It wouldn't be the most bizarre thing.
It wouldn't. It turns out that actually John Hancock was a woman. And she, because of the time, she couldn't reveal herself, and she signed it Jan Hancock.
I mean, at this point, if I hear that about almost any historical figure, I'm not surprised because it happened a lot.
It happened. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, did you see Mrs. Doubtfire? Did you see Tootsie, for God's sake? No, it was July 4th when John Hancock, and there was another signer. You'll find out on Thursday's show who that other signer was, the first two signers of the Declaration of Independence. Tomorrow on the program, again, we're going to have Trigvi Olsen and our very good friend, Pat Kreitlow, who has an historic birthday tomorrow. So call in tomorrow on Up North News Radio from 6 until 8 and wish Patrick a happy birthday. We will hear tomorrow. Also, a great little piece tomorrow on the Declaration of Independence signers. Going to go through some of these people and tell you some hitherto, as my great former teacher Ken Lewis is fond of saying, some hitherto unknown facts. These were facts that might have been known to some before, but until now, the general public may have never heard of them. So we'll see. Off the text line, Andrew Maine says, don't forget about Victor Victoria, starring Julie Andrews. No, another.
That one I've not seen.
Really? It's a great show. Great show. So tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about signers of the Declaration of Independence and talk some politics with Trigvi and with Patrick. It'll be a good time had by all tomorrow on the show. You got to have some fun once in a while, right? We can't just be all dour politics all the time. So here now from our friends over at Cracked.com, this is a great story by Amanda Menon, who wrote this story called In the Interest of Poor Taste. And nobody loves poor taste more than me. In the interest of poor taste, here are the most hilarious accidents involving fireworks. They're literally quite a blast.
Oh my gosh. I would play a rim shot, but I can't bring myself to do it.
And of course, we have to start with a public service announcement. Fireworks are dangerous explosives. Despite mostly causing pretty colors and fun noises, they also cause maiming, dismemberment, and death. They're no laughing matter, except when they are. You simply have to admit that it's hilarious that ... We had to read that because the same lawyers that were on our case about a statewide texting contest in the Scotty Summer Text to Win Triviathon were also here telling us we had to read that disclaimer.
Yeah. Do not try this at home.
Exactly.
Do not make your own fireworks or any of that nonsense. Right.
But if you'd like to call in now and give us your best fireworks story, it might have been a calamity. It might have been fun. But your best fireworks story, give us a call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And you could also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it for free on your Apple or Android device. So here now, number 5. A guy smoked a cigar with a firework in his hand. Good Lord. The number one rule of both smoking and fireworks is not to do both at the same time. But in 2017, the New York Daily News reported that an unnamed man was getting ready to light fireworks when, quote, his friends wanted to smoke a cigar first, unquote. Well, that would be fine. Except the guy did not put down the fireworks before entering the smoking circle and lost a finger as a result. In a stunning display of kicking someone while they're down, the police added that he'd tried to save face, if not finger, by claiming a portable radio was the culprit, but they found it undamaged. We try not to be too mean to people who suffered serious injuries, but he's making it real hard. So some guy claimed that a malfunctioning radio was the result of this injury.
You know, play stupid games, lose your fingers.
855-752-4842. What is your personal favorite fireworks story? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Gary down in Sussex. Gary, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, I was at my mom's lake property, and I had my porch oxygen and acetylene. So what I do is I get a nice, really hot tip. Then I turned it off, or, you know, extinguish it with a wet rag. Then I fill up a balloon, and the balloons are small.
Uh-huh.
And then you stick a fuse on there, and when it goes off, it sounds like a hand grenade. Okay, I mean, it's really loud, really loud. And that's a small little balloon. Well, I was with my brothers, and we decided to make it bigger and bigger and bigger until we finally got a garbage bag.
Good gosh.
Gallon, I mean, this was like at least 100 times bigger than the little ones that we made. So we filled it up. We put a 20-foot fuse on it and ran to my mom's log cabin. And we're standing out there. We're waiting for that thing to go. And all of a sudden, it went. And we didn't hear anything right away because we were so far away.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, we heard the sound. And then we felt the shockwave. Oh, and it took my mom's windows and just started shaking. Like they're just going to bust them out, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
And then people 10 miles away heard it.
Oh, my God.
10 miles away, we heard comments like, what the heck was that? Because we, you know.
And, how old were you at the time, Gary?
It was about a couple years ago. I'm 72 right now, so I would say 65.
You can take the guy out of the kid, but not the kid out of the guy? I'm not sure, but.
Never.
Right, right. Again, our lawyers are pale in the face. Remind people, do not make your own fire. Do not try this at home. But that is a great story, Gary.
Yeah, I wish we didn't do it because we almost broke all my mom's windows.
I bet you did. You know? All right. Well, be careful out there. Do you have any plans to do anything this fourth?
Yeah, I'm going to make smaller ones, the size of balloons.
That's a good idea. Well, keep it safe out there, Gary. Keep it safe.
Because there's no dynamite or there's no gunpowder involved in these. All they are is just oxygen and acetylene.
Right.
Just try it sometime, Todd. It's a lot of fun.
But thank you. I appreciate the tip. Gary in Sussex, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What is your personal favorite fireworks story of your lifetime? Let's go to Keith, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Keith, thanks for calling in. Happy 4th. What say you?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing great.
So this was about 20 years ago. I was chef at a country club in North Carolina. And some of the older folks have been there for a long time, and they did their own 4th of July thing at their house. And they invited myself and my wife and so forth. We went over there. And they've been doing this thing for about 30 years. Now, this guy is 85 years old when he's doing this, and his whole group is in their 70s, right?
Right.
So there's hundreds of people on the street in front of their house. He's got an empty lot next door to his house, and they've got a couple of 8-foot banquet tables set up, and they're setting up. And I'm talking, when I say fireworks, these things were, like, legit, like city fireworks.
Okay,
I'm talking,
okay.
Like, big stuff, right?
Right.
So about halfway through, as it got completely dark, you can kind of see the glow when they're lighting things and see the bodies
right.
by shadow, right?
Mm.
And all of a sudden, I notice a little sparkly underneath, like where the table's supposed to be, because you can't really see it that well. And in the shadows, you can kind of see bodies running.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, what's going on? And sure enough, one of the things had fallen over into a box.
Oh, geez.
The fireworks.
Uh-huh.
And set off this entire box of fireworks. And I'm talking, like I said, these are legit, like something you'd see in the city of Madison doing, right?
Good
Fire
Lord.
Department type thing. Mm-hmm. And this whole table of fireworks blows up, and it is shooting rockets everywhere. We're in the street, you know, like 100 feet away. and we're dodging rockets as they're flying by us. And all these guys are like 80 years old, and they're diving for cover. It was flipping hilarious.
It just, again.
These guys, 80-year-old guys run away from fireworks, and I know that's sick, but oh my God, it was funny. Sorry.
I appreciate it, Keith. Thank you very much, Keith. I appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. Again, it just goes to show you that, you know, particularly guys, it seems like women are smarter than us a lot of times, but guys, no matter what the age, are enamored in some way, shape, or form with fireworks. Let me just get quickly into this, Mr. Zalmers. Number four here on this list from crack.com. NASCAR driver took a firework to the butt before a 2015 race in Charlotte Motor Speedway. Well, right there, you're in Charlotte. A group of still-burning debris from the pre-race fireworks fell from the sky and hit driver Austin Dillon right in the butt. Likely because NASCAR is a competition that routinely involves the risk of catching on fire, Dillon was wearing protective clothing and thankfully was not hurt by the sky's attempt to literally roast his posterior.
Oh my gosh.
You have a fireworks story, Mr. Zalmers?
Well, it seems a lot lamer now after those calls. But I've got a couple of things. My dad loves fireworks. He's definitely the little kid who just didn't grow up in the best ways. And one of his friends is like a firework distributor. Mm. So he got some pretty hardcore stuff. Like mortars, not quite the level of city, but
close to it. Yeah.
Close to it. And I know one time there was like a cake, you know, where it's a box with a bunch of little fireworks that shoot up, foo, poo, foo, poo, just goes down the line. And I think this batch had a manufacturing defect.
Oh, geez.
One goes off and it flips up in the air and lands on its side.
Oh, geez.
There are like 18 more, and it just keeps shooting off in a direction, spinning randomly and shooting off in a direction. And like one went like 6 inches from my grandma's face and then hit our garage door and exploded. Gosh. And everyone's ears are ringing because it blew up against metal. It was crazy.
Again,
we have to
remind you, do not try these at home. Be safe with any fireworks that you may or may not use. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, can you get it in 2 minutes, or we can pick it up on the other side?
Well, I can take a shot at it.
All right, we can. Why don't you,
I got a couple.
All right, you start. If we have to, we'll pick it up after the break. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, I got a couple of fireworks, Billy. Understand, I spent 40 years as a chemist and teacher of chemistry.
Right.
However, this is when I was in high school. 1/4 of July, we decided to rig up a cannon, and we put in a mixture of chemicals. I'm not going to give you the exact details.
Please don't.
But it produced pure oxygen and pure acetylene, and it gradually forced the ball that we had inside the 4-inch aluminum tube towards the front. As it got towards the end, we let a fuse and stepped back, and it shot the ball about a couple hundred feet.
Wow.
That was the start.
Uh-huh.
The second thing was we made a rocket the next year, and we estimated that went up about 500 feet.
Oh, my God.
But the real gem was when a tree had been cut down outside of a buddy of mine's place, and we were both very much into chemistry. And we set up a rig to make nitroglycerin.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we backed off, and it just did its thing. And we went back in the house, and we were downstairs doing something in his house. His mom calls downstairs. She says, Neil, did you set up something out there? And he said, yeah, Ma, I did. She said, well, it worked. There was very little left of the stump.
Well, at least you got rid of the stump and nobody got injured. Nobody was left with a stump. Jack, thank you so very much. Jack and Merrimack. Your favorite fireworks story, 855-752-4842. Again, please do not try any of these things at home. Back with more after this. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday, July 2nd on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach.
S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from news, weather, and sports update, followed by the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show right here across the Civic Media Radio Network. Every afternoon from 2 until 4, Maggie Dawn. Do not miss it. Looking at this article from Cracked.com, entitled, In the Interest of Poor Taste, Here Are the Most Hilarious Accidents Involving Fireworks. Soliciting your own crazy fireworks stories. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Off the Civic Media app, you can download it to your Apple or Android device. Andrew in Maine says, yeah, years ago, I was a volunteer firefighter EMT and responded to a call when a guy's fireworks experiment did not go as planned and decorated the front side of his house with shrapnel. At least a couple of pieces came very close to his quote-unquote jewels, but I believe he kept at least one of them. Well, I mean, again, do not try these things at home. It's very dangerous, but, you know, nothing is more entertaining than the human itself. Number three in this article by Cracked.com, a soccer player set his house on fire after lighting fireworks in his bathroom. Who lights fireworks in their bathroom? In 2011, firefighters responded to a midnight report of a fire at the home of Italian soccer player Mario Batelli. Isn't he an opera guy? It turned out that Batelli, who was fairly well known for stunts like this, had been setting off fireworks out of the window of his bathroom with friends. The Guardian detailed the first responders were partially tasked with keeping the soccer player out of the actively burning house and speculated that his coach, quote, will want to know what he was doing putting himself in such a position, unquote. We have the same question. So the coach wasn't so concerned about the house as he was the player getting hurt.
That's his job, yeah.
But again, who sets off fireworks in their home? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go out to beautiful Cottage Grove. Fred, listening on WMDX in Cottage Grove. Fred, thanks for listening. What say you?
Good afternoon, guys. We had about a 2-foot piece of steel pipe that had a D-sized battery to go down. Mm-hmm. We cut a notch in the end of it, made a tripod out of it, like a mortar. Oh, and that's when we got real cherry bombs down in Georgia. Uh-huh. These things are powerful. We could fire that battery a couple hundred yards. But the main thing that really got us was my brother dropped one of them cherry bombs down to my mom's garbage can she caught for rainwater for the garden. Just ripped the whole thing apart. Unbelievable. I mean, it's
just... Lord. Again, humorous. Thank God no one got hurt, but do not try this at home. Thank you, Fred. Right. Have a safe and happy fourth. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. My sister Heather watching on Facebook says, didn't we have an uncle or second cousin light fireworks on the farm with a cigarette? Had some wild fourths up there. Yes, I believe it was Or the old firecracker. Oh, yeah, firecracker and a cow pie trick. You ever, ever do that?
No.
Oh, absolutely. You'd put you'd start with one little firecracker, and then you go to two and three, and you'd find the best ones were like a fresh cow pie, and then you'd put it in the center, you'd light the fuse, and you'd run, and the dung would just go up in the air and be a big explosion.
Yeah, and smell awful, I'm sure.
Well, you're out in the country, so you're not going to smell it all, you know. As long as the dung did not hit you.
Now, what I got to do is scoop up a cow pie and bring it back home and do that.
And, of course, in Sauk City, you have the annual cow pie festival. But they don't put firecrackers in it. They just throw it like Frisbees. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. From this article in cracked.com, number two, an Edinburgh display went Rube Goldberg on some spectators. In 2012, a sequence of events straight out of a Final Destination movie caused a rocket to misfire and ricochet right into the rest of the fireworks at a bonfire night celebration in Edinburgh. Fortunately, no one was seriously injured, although this just means death will continue to come for all. And that's similar to that caller's story. And number one here, according to crack.com and their research, the inevitable happened when a trunk packed with 600 fireworks. Here's a reason not to put 600 fireworks in the trunk of your car. After a Houston man did that at a mall parking lot, which is apparently a thing, on New Year's Eve 2018, someone else's fireworks landed on his trunk, igniting the whole stockpile.
Oh, no.
The man told reporters, quote, "He was scared because my girl was in the car," unquote. But he needn't have worried because witnesses were stunned to see a woman calmly step out of the passenger seat and slam the trunk lid shut. If anyone can find that woman, we've surely gotten some supervillains for her to fight. Imagine that. She sees a firework going to the car with all the other, and she just gets out, closes the trunk, shuts off the oxygen, saves everybody.
That's some quick thinking.
Once again, proving that women are just calmer and probably smarter most of the time than us men. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly down to West Allis, WAUK to Shaw. Tom, listening in West Allis, what do you got?
Hi there. I'll try to make this quick. I, too, have an acetylene story. A friend of mine had, or actually my roommate had, a big trunk of fireworks, and he blew off some M80s or something bigger. Mm-hmm. It was a loud boom. And I'm like, oh, I can fix, you know, I can do better than that. So I went into the barn, and I grabbed a garbage bag, and I did the acetylene oxygen, put it on a long stick, held it over the campfire that we have been burning now for weeks because we are cleaning up the yard because we always had this big 4th of July party. We even burned the Christmas tree in it. And I walked out, and I put this thing over the fire, and it just went, and it didn't do anything. So, of course, all my friends are like, oh, that was really cool. So, oh, you know. I'm like, all right, because I made the mixture backwards. So, of course, there's alcohol involved with this.
Of course, and, there always is.
You know, of course, yeah, the reasoning was perfect then. So I made it the right way, except I did kind of get a little carried away too. I put this thing over the fire. It was so loud and such a huge boom that, like I said, for weeks we've been burning in this fire pit. There was no ash left, and there wasn't even a circle.
Good gosh.
The ash just disappeared. All the branches from like the Christmas tree, the logs and everything, there's only a couple of burning embers. No idea where any of that went.
Thank you, Tom. I'm sorry, we gotta run, my friend. We're up against the clock, but thank you. Once again, I think this segment has proved we're all human, and just when we think the human species has elevated, all of us, well, not all of us, myself included, not always as bright, but a lot of fun. We thank everybody for playing along and calling in. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Remember, keep banging your drum, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for. We're going to make it. Stay tuned. We'll see you tomorrow on the Satana Bull Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a special reading of Sinclair Lewis's It Can't Happen Here, coming to the Waukesha Public Library, and public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
Go
it
ahead.
Clean.
Thanks. That's really
You
nice.
Are one master whacker. I'll tell you
thanks.
That.
That's, wow, that's unbelievable. Impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.